You think you're ready? Of course I do, my darling. You've been my apprentice for months now. You were instrumental in the creation of so many powerful potions. The only difference is that now you will be the one empowering the medium with your words. And I couldn't be prouder. You have come so far, my love, and still have far to go. This is only the first step in a larger journey. Yours and mine. It's time. You're ready. Thank you. I shouldn't need your help much longer. My body is a resilient thing. It is just that, as an immortal, I have never felt weak before. Is this what those without magic feel like all the time? How exhausting. If you wish, I will walk you through the steps, though I'm sure you will be more than capable on your own. I will always be here to support you. Wonderful boy. Pour the water into the cauldron, in the whole jar. Now, sprinkle in the agrimony and blessed thistle, and stir. And put the cauldron on the flame. Good. Here, hand me the mortar and pestle. I will muddle the mandrake root for you while you work. Keep stirring while it boils, just like that. Is this so difficult, apprentice? Exactly. You know how much to add and when, because you are well practiced. And eventually, your discomfort will fade as your confidence grows. All right. Now drop in the... Yes, the copal resin. Exactly. Are you sure you require my assistance? Or simply my presence? If I didn't know any better, I would think this was an excuse to keep me close. You don't need an excuse for that, my darling. My magic is inside of you now. There is nothing on earth closer than that. Keep your eyes on the potion, love, not my lips. Once the heat has dissolved the resin, you can add the mandrake. But, of course, you already knew that. I wouldn't give myself that much credit. Anyone can teach these things, especially when they're as practiced as I. And you're a natural. I could see it from the first time you stepped in front of the cauldron. You may have never had magic before, but you've always been magic to me. You melted my heart after all these years. If that's not supernatural, then I don't know what is. I am setting a terrible example when I do not practice what I preach. I am just so happy, my sweet. So deeply happy for the first time. Yes, here. You're right. It's ready. Remember, just a pinch. Too much, and the spell won't take. Perfect. Like you. Now, we let that simmer for just a bit until all of your herbs come together. And then, you may recite the incantation. Are you nervous? You have such a look in your eyes. You saw something. What? Out of the window? Just now? It's not that unusual, I suppose. There are many creatures out in the woods, and our home is between the territories. And I have seen many things in my years. More than you could even comprehend. No. You must have been mistaken. Villagers never wander out this far. Well, yes, you did, but they never come this far without a purpose. Rarely without meeting their fate in some violent way. Looking for you. No, my love. It has been months. There have been no search parties. My scouts would have informed me. I am sorry, darling. I know that must hurt, to know that they have forgotten you. That they tossed you aside. They are good at that. Now, I am sure. Cast it out of your mind. There are more important things to tend to. If you really want, I will go and look to soothe your nerves. All right, silly thing. Keep stirring. Whatever it was, it's gone by now. You were mistaken, my love. It's all right. Sometimes, personal worries can make us see things that aren't quite there. Or take things as something that they aren't. Put it from your mind, darling. The potion is almost ready for the incantation. You can feel it, can't you? Those tingles prickling at your scalp. The power that flows through you is ready. It aches to be released, to be harnessed through you. You can do it. It's time. Take it from the heat now. Pour it into the bottle. Yes, just like that, to the top. Careful not to spill. Now, repeat the words on the page, just as they are written. Quickly. You can do this. Ha ha ha. gods, yes. You've done it. Your first potion. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it. Oh, it was a wonderful, flawless execution, especially for your first time. Of course, we can do more, my love. We can start immediately, if you feel up to the task. I am. My enthusiasm for your abilities has reinvigorated me. I told you, it was nothing. I looked. There's no need, my love. There was no one there. Nothing. If you love me, you will drop this. I'm sorry. I just do not want you to waste time on foolish delusions. There are much more important things. Real things, tangible things to worry about. Like exploring your newfound gifts and to create everything you have ever wanted. It can be yours now, with just a few words and the right medium to carry them. Tell me, what would you like to do next? How I found you. I believe it was you who found me, my love. How I knew. The scrying mirror, of course. Divination. But that is a bit beyond the scope of what we have practiced, darling. It requires a great deal of patience, and is best attempted by the light of a full moon. I'm afraid we are a few days away from that. Teach you. And why? I do not need the mirror to see what my future holds. I need only look at you. And you, me. Everything else is superfluous. I suppose I might instruct you, if it is something that truly interests you, yes. For now, though, we should focus on your incantations. They are much more useful than divining the future, I promise you. Come, why don't you stoke the fire while I prepare the ingredients? What is it? What's wrong? What did I tell you about this delusion of yours? There is no one there. No, you may not go and check. What does it matter who is out there? Nothing in this world will change the way you feel about me. Don't you understand? You will love me regardless. And still, you ask. You would be so selfish as to insist upon this, when you know it hurts me. Do you want to ruin everything that we have built between us? Everything that I have worked so hard to accomplish? All of the things I had to sacrifice to get you where you are? People I had to sacrifice. How could you be so ungrateful? This is how you treat the woman that you love. You are sorry. I know. You are what I tell you to be. And that is why I love you, wonderful boy. I am feeling a bit unwell now. Can you help me to bed, my darling? We can sit and speak on all manner of things, and put to rest the talk of foolishness and phantom villagers. I forgive you, darling, and I love you. Nothing you could do will ever change that.